This is Kieran Murphy, the founder and presenter of the Across the Four Lakes podcast.
Hey, Nia Ken.
I just got a knock-on from that paper, so I'm still playing with that.
O'Brien. And now a chance maybe for Wafer. She's got Parsons with a Wafer. 1-2 and a roll. Oh, she has. Oh, there was no stopping Aoife Wafer from that close. O'Brien comes back against the grain. There's more space out the other side. Back for George. Oh, blocked out brilliantly. Great work from Corrigan, and she might finish it off herself. Katie Corrigan for Ireland.
On Saturday in Cork, Ireland broke a seven-match losing sequence when they beat Wales 31-5 in the Six Nations Championship. Former Tullow players Dana O'Brien scored 11 points, while Katie Corrigan scored her second try in two international starts. Both players are here to look back on what was a significant weekend for the team. Congratulations. You must be coming down from a high at this stage. Both of you, who wants to start?
You can start. No.
Yeah, Katie, yeah?
Yeah, I suppose obviously I haven't been a part of the squad long, and it was my first tournament like with the team, and I suppose I've only faced two losses, and so winning that one, I suppose for me it was brilliant and everything, but I'd say for some of the other girls it really felt amazing, like, and for me it felt amazing too, but I can't imagine what the other girls are feeling like. But
yeah,
it really has driven us to being like, we can win and we can do well. I think picked everyone up, especially after the loss against.
And if you look at it, like Wales, like, you know, the home of rugby at one stage, to go into a bad patch at the moment, to beat Wales, I'd imagine when you were, and I won't say growing up because you're only 18 years of age, but when you were younger, you would have been looking at Wales and saying, Lord, you know, Wales, fantastic. And then you go out and beat them 31. Didn't just beat them, you beat them 31-5 and scored a try yourself.
Yeah, sure. Like, I was only showing pictures to the girls. Like, I was at Musgrave last year watching them play as a supporter, and it's mad to think that I'm on the team now. And it was just so nice to be winning from the start and then going into the second half and scoring then as well. It was just brilliant, yeah.
Would you go along with that, Dana?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, it was just unbelievable. Like, there was a good crowd down in Musgrave, and it was just unbelievable to have the crowd roaring for us all through the match, and to get a win. Like, it was surreal.
Yeah, there's a nice atmosphere down in that ground. It's a small ground, and I can see why Munster, you know, have got some great results down there. In the past, Munster men's teams, obviously, at this stage. But there's a nice atmosphere. I was down there, I saw you playing when you played your first match against France in the Six Nations, was it last year?
Yep.
Just a nice, and the crowd get behind you down there, don't they?
Yeah, it's a real sort of closed-in stadium. So they feel like they're nearly on the pitch beside you. It was an unbelievable atmosphere at the weekend.
Yeah. And did the performance surprise you, or could you feel it coming, or did you just hit something special on that particular day?
We had a review week of Italy after the loss, and we had a lot of things to work on in training, and we had just 2 weeks of solid training sessions, and it was just evidence then that we could put on the pitch, and thankfully we just got a good winning performance.
Yeah, and has neither of you played with Leinster before you got your international caps? Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, so you haven't got yours.
I haven't got any senior Leinster cap anyway. I haven't even competed in any competitions for under 18 Leinster either. Yeah.
Were you involved with that Celtic Challenge last? Before
the Celtic Challenge, yeah. That was my first one, yeah.
Yeah. And how did you learn from that? Like, I
Yeah.
could you just remind that Celtic is Celtic Challenges. Am I right in saying that?
Celtic Challenge,
Celtic
yeah.
Celtic Challenge, yeah. There was two Irish teams on Katie, wasn't there? You were on
Yeah.
one, Wolfhounds, and what was the other
One
one?
time. Clovers was the other team.
And you were
Yeah.
on one of those. And was that, did that bring you up to the pace of getting towards international standard?
Yeah, I think even the physicality, it was nice to get a step up from the AIL, and the level of rugby that all the other girls bring. And you'd be playing against some of the girls that you might see there in the Six Nations, and just getting to travel in, like going and traveling to, say, Edinburgh and playing over there, and like getting used to that kind of environment was really good. And yeah, it was a really good step up from the AIL leading in to prepare for the Six Nations.
And I suppose, Katie, look, taking it a step further too, like I'd imagine looking at players, you suddenly, you're looking at them, you're in awe of them, then suddenly you play with them or you're playing against them. You suddenly find out that they're just ordinary people like yourself, don't you? And that there's more
Yeah.
to be afraid of than you would have thought initially.
Yeah, I think especially when you're playing against, say, the likes of stronger teams, then you kind of have to just think about not the team and the big name that they have, and like, oh, you should be so afraid to play, say, France, and just be like they're on. If you look at them individually, I think it can really help mentally to kind of break it down and make it less overwhelming.
Yeah. And Dana, you had the WXV three competitions. You had three matches. Now, some of those matches were, I don't know if they did you any good or not. Kazakhstan 109-0, Colombia 64-3, but Spain are one of the better ranked sides in Europe, and you were two tries down and you had to come back and you beat them 15-13 or something, if my memory serves me right. Yeah, how did you find that tournament?
Yeah, I suppose it was like after coming out of a wooden spoon Six Nations, it was kind of, the Kazakhstan and Colombia games might have helped, and it just gave us the confidence to prove that we're a team that can score tries. And yeah, the Spain game was tough. I suppose they're a step up from the other two teams, but yeah, thankfully we came back in the second half, and we won the title after, so that was just sort of a stepping stone from, to get us going from last year and leading us in then to Six Nations this year.
Yeah, what? Just looking at the draw, or at what stage did you start preparing for the Six Nations?
I think we had three camps leading in, so three weekend camps in the build up. So yeah, we prepared well. And we felt we were ready to take on France and to travel as a team, and yeah, we'd put the work in.
Yeah, were the two in camp together at that stage? Yeah, like a camp. Can you just explain what a camp is? I know a lot of people talk about camps and everything. I just when the players talk to talk about camps, I think they presume that we know exactly what's happening, but I don't. What happens in a camp? Like, let's say starting on a Monday morning.
Yeah, so I suppose a massive part for us is like we have players coming back from the Premiership in England, and we have one girl coming back from New Zealand, and it's kind of just getting everyone together and trying to create bonds. And before we go into training, and this year we have the new buddy system, so everyone has a buddy to pair up with, and you kind of get to know them as a person and create cohesion then, so that we're gelled as a team.
Do you share a room or do you have your own room as your
Yeah, we share with our buddies.
And how has that worked out? Have you had any horror stories of buddies not getting on or anything like that? Or how somebody might come and say, look, this isn't working for us, look.
No, definitely not. No, I think
No.
we're all, everyone is easy going, and yeah.
Sure, you don't get that much time to relax in the room anyway. Like, you don't need to be there to kind of sleep.
And like, how much training do you do? Like, when you're in camp, just tell me what kind of, let's say, in a week, what training would you be doing? What kind of stuff would you be looking at?
So it kind of depends on the week. Like this week, because we played on Saturday, we'd have an easy day on Monday, kind of reviewing the match and stuff. And then Tuesday, we'd have a tough session. Wednesday, kind of lighter day, and Thursday, another tough session, before the weekend game.
I was at what was it? I can't even remember what I was at, but Sean O'Brien was doing a video analysis of matches, and I thought he was absolutely, it was in Tullamore. I can't even remember what the event was, but I do remember his analysis, and it was absolutely super. You know, the stuff there, and you slow the video down, you get it going again. Have you seen much of that, Katie?
Yeah, I think I know when you're on about. I didn't attend, but I do remember seeing it on Facebook, I think. Yeah, like sure, obviously, we'd be having like kind of sitting down with some of the coaches and kind of doing the same thing about, say, watching other teams and how what they do and kind of reviewing what we've done and how we can change and get better at it. I think that really helps for me because it's ha nice being able to see the picture. It's good visual learning, and yeah, it's like thank God for the videos of the matches. Like it's so good to review, and it's just brilliant. Yeah.
And what's it like to be looking at something that you've done wrong in a previous?
Obviously, it's not nice, but I think you kind of just have to say, like, tell yourself that it's happened, and you just have to get over it and just be like, well, how can I fix it, instead of just down getting down on yourself. Like I feel like you have to make the mistakes a lot of times to learn from them.
Yeah, you have
So
to big up, don't you, really?
yeah.
Yeah. Dana, going back to the first match of the Six Nations, you didn't start. You weren't selected to start. Nicole Fowley, yeah, she came in, and yet I was fiercely disappointed. I was wondering what was after going wrong. I hadn't heard your name being mentioned at all in the weeks leading up to it, and then I looked at the selection and you were down not to start. And then at half time you came in and you played a prominent role in that, and then you've held your place ever since. What was your thoughts before the French game when you weren't starting, or was there something going on that you were going to be playing half each?
Well, I missed the last few rounds of the Celtic Challenge because I had an ankle injury. I had to get surgery on my ankle. So yeah, for me it was just kind of trying to get back and rehab the ankle and get fit for the France game. And you know, luckily the physios kind of pushed me to get back in time. I think it was like 8 weeks post surgery was the France game. So yeah, it was kind of a tough period for me to try and get back fit again.
Yeah, like you haven't looked back since.
Yeah, no, I
Came on
kind of
after half time, at half time.
No, like it feels like I wasn't injured at all, you know. It just it's good to get back in the swing of things. And yeah, I suppose training has just been so intense that it kind of conditioned us to be ready for the likes of France and Italy. So yeah.
Yeah. I don't care what people say, and you hear people that are shaking hands when they're coming off or they're coming on or anything like that. But when I was playing my own little games, if I wasn't sub at a game, I was always sort of nearly hoping that the player that had taken my place was going to get injured, or that something was going to happen that he wasn't going to play well. But I don't think he can do that at an international level. You know, but yeah, there must be at times that you do feel some of that.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like I think something we go after here in training is competition and driving each other's standards. Like, but I also think like we learn from each other and we work together. Like for me, it's great to have Nicole Fowley here and have all her experience as well, and to bounce things off her and kind of we work together to see how we can help the team as much as possible. And yeah, I think competition is definitely a healthy thing in environments like these.
Yeah, and if I remember rightly, the media were saying that she hadn't played since 2019, and they were welcoming her back into the squad. And O'Brien, the name O'Brien was nearly sort of, it was nearly forgotten about, for use of a better word, you know. But look at it, I won't say it all well that ended well, but you did get your place back, and it must have been a great relief as well as, look, whatever goes with those sentiments. Am I understating it or overstating it, or?
No, yeah, no,
Yeah.
it's always like it's just an honor to be part of this experience. And as I said, like working together to just put the jersey in a better place, and just always we're just always looking to improve
Yeah.
from like last Six Nations, and just yeah, going on an upward trajectory.
And Katie, when you scored your try against Italy, like you were coming off, you had been beaten narrowly. It must have been a crushing defeat. But do you sort of look, were you able to look at it at all and say, I scored for my country? Or did the defeat and the manner of the defeat, did it take away from the joy of scoring your first try?
I didn't I the girls all the girls are telling me to enjoy it, like you'll always remember your first try, and I did just try and enjoy it, and as bad as it was, we all knew that we were going to learn a lot from the match, and I think knowing that we could have won was a positive for us as well, because we were all like, well, we can do this, like I don't know, like why aren't we doing it, like we can win. And I think, yeah, like I think when I got the try then as well, we got the losing bonus point too, which at the end, like them little points will probably be the decider, like them 1 or 2 points. So I think that's good to kind of get that point as well. So that was nice as well. But yeah, no, I didn't try to beat myself up after the match. I don't know about you, Dana, but kind of just tried to learn from it as much as possible, as hard as it was.
Is that a fair comment, Dana?
Yeah, definitely. No, I think like it was her second international match, and it just shows the talent you have to step up and score a try at like a vital moment in the game, so it's just, yeah, I'm sure it'll give you loads of confidence. So yeah.
Yeah, listen, I was in Twicken about the men's international this year. Twicken was a fabulous place, and I know you can't sort of preempt what selectors are going to do. Or I presume, are you on the road? Did the two of you know that you're on the road to Twickenham this week?
No,
No, no. So
we
I
don't
don't
know
want to
that.
preempt anything. But if you do go, let's say that you're both going to Twicken. It must be something you're really looking forward to. Katie, sorry.
Yeah, no, yeah, it'll be mad. Like, even if I don't get selected, like, I'll definitely be booking a ticket to go, like,
Yeah,
as a supporter, like,
perish that thought anyway. But look, we don't, as you say, we don't have to preempt anything, we don't have to make no presumptions.
No,
But the day
totally.
you do
But
that is the day you start losing it.
I think the experience would just be unreal. Like I never would have thought that I would be playing England and Twickenham this time last year. So I think it will just be mad. And yeah, hopefully there's good support at the match from the Irish crowd. And yeah, hopefully selection goes well.
Yeah, Dan, you did an interview with me this morning, a very brief interview, and you were saying you were looking forward to Twickenham, and you reckon there'd be a huge crowd there.
Yeah, I think there's rumor of 45,000 tickets sold. So,
Wow.
like, yeah, just unbelievable.
Yeah, listen, fingers crossed that you get your selections and you get the call up and that you stay injury free for the rest of the week. Listen, just look back at your total careers. Katie, like it's amazing. Like you talk about the structures working, the juvenile coaching working in the schools, and Leinster
Yeah.
coaches coming into the schools. Like you're a
Yeah.
classic example of somebody who's gone from not knowing really anything about rugby to suddenly finding yourself in Tullow, coming up through the ranks, going to a senior club in Dublin, and then ending up on the Irish team. It must
Yeah.
feel, you pinch yourself at times when you see where you've come from.
Yeah, I suppose like I have only left like maybe a year, not even ago, like It's just mad how much has happened in my life since I left. And I feel like I'm still a part of it because my sister is still playing down there.
Down in
Emily.
Cornwall, yeah.
She's on the under 18 and a half team. And so it's nice to still have some of my family still traveling down there. And yeah, it's nice to keep updated with the club. And yeah, you'd miss all the girls and everything. It's hard to get time to go down and see them, but yeah,
Yeah,
you would miss the
yeah, yeah.
team.
And who was the coach that first spotted you in Tullow or in the school?
So Larry Canavan would have came down to the school at the time, and he was a part of Tullow, and he sent me Joe O'Brien's number, and he would have coached me then for basically my whole time down in Tullow.
Yeah, listen, you're a winger back. Is it speed? Is it what is it that you have that?
I like to think speed.
Of course, yeah. But look, what else did you bring to the Tullow team before you? Before
Sorry?
you, what else did you bring to the Tullow team? You're playing Old Belvedere now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
at Old Belvedere now, yeah. Yeah, I think
Have you a good reading of the game? Sorry to put you on the spot now, but
I'd say yeah, it was when I was in Tullow, like it was, I always found that I was just kind of nearly a step ahead of people, like just a tiny bit. And I think that I kind of just knew that if I got the ball, that I could just run.
yeah.
So I think that really helped me then. And I just could grow off that, my speed.
You were in Setu Carlo as well.
Yeah, I am.
You are in Setu Carlo, yeah.
They're a great college as well. They've helped me out so much with trying to manage doing the Six Nations and college at the same, oh, sorry, at the same time.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're great down there as well. And sure, the girls done really well this year in the college as well. They got to like the semi-final, I
Yeah.
think.
Yeah.
I think some of the girls are playing on the weekend as well
I was going to
in.
come to that with Dana. Dana, did you get a Paul Flood Cup medal?
Yeah, 2022, I think.
Yeah, I was looking at the teams here. I just didn't see your name. I must have missed that one. Yeah. What can you remember? Was that against Old Belvedere?
No, it was against Tullamore, but
Tullamore,
it was
yeah.
held in Old Belvedere up in the Ollie Campbell grounds. Yeah, that was the first time I'd been to Old Belvedere grounds, and
Yeah.
yeah, so it was a good first memory winning the final.
Yeah, somebody was saying something to you then, all right, weren't they? At that stage, you were heading towards the Irish team, weren't you? You were heading towards Japan. You weren't far from it at that stage, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I think that was a couple of months beforehand.
Yeah. And you know they were beaten yesterday in the final. They never showed yesterday. They were beaten by MU Barnhall. Barnhall were really good, really good. There was Ava Kinsella there. She got three tries. I don't know if you've come up against her, but Tullow just didn't perform well on the day. They didn't. They got a walk over in their quarterfinals and semi-finals, and I don't think they did them any good at all. They weren't sharp at all. It's disappointing now, but they'll come again, I'm sure.
I'm sure they will, yeah. Like, I think they've won it the last 2 years. So, yeah, probably unlucky on the day, but like, it's just such a great club for women's rugby, and like, they're only going to get better in the next couple of years.
Yeah. And who would have been your coach down there? Who was the person that would have had the most influence on your career?
I suppose, do you know Ciara Kinchin, Irene O'Byrne?
Yes,
They
yeah.
were over the youth teams growing up, and they were just like their commitment was unbelievable, and like they just supported the girls' team so much throughout the years.
Yeah, and you were playing with the Carlow footballers as well.
Yeah, that's a couple of years now, but yeah, they're doing well as well this year. They won
Yeah.
the Division 4 league, so it's great to see.
Yeah, it was fabulous. I tell you this, I was saying to was it Lee Ford last week that I just the matches I've been at, I've never seen a Carlow football team, either men's or women, underage, ever win silverware And I wasn't even at that match. I was at another match. The editor in the Nationals covered it and they won it. And I still haven't seen the win silverware. Just my bad luck. But hopefully now as they'll push on and maybe win a championship.
Yeah, definitely. I actually was watching the live stream in the final, and they looked so delighted to win, and like they were quite clearly the better team on the day, and like that just shows that they have evidence going forward into the championship, and I'm sure they'll give it a good rattle.
Yeah, and a bit like ourselves last Saturday, the monkey is off the back now. You've got your win, they've got their bit of silverware. And really it's upwards and onwards for yourselves
Yeah.
in particular. Listen, I let you go there unless there's anything else that you want to chat about. I really appreciate you coming in and taking the time to do this. And I really hope you things go well for you. You get selected for Twickenham, and then after that, I think it's Ulster up in Ravenhill, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, by the way, just talking about the coach. Anybody want to? Do you want to mention that?
Scott. Yeah,
Scott
I
Beaton.
suppose. Yeah, it's nice having him as a back, like that he was a back.
Yeah.
So maybe with us a lot of the time, kind of going through team stuff and all, and he's really helpful if you ever
Yeah.
need a hand or anything.
He must be fairly persuasive to a person that a good motivator.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like Yeah. he's. He knows a huge amount about the women's game. Like he's worked with England for years
Yeah.
and like has had massive success over there. So yeah, no, he's definitely he's doing a great job at the minute,
Yeah.
and yeah, we really back him, and
Yeah.
I think he backs us as well. So yeah, no, it's great.
Yep, all systems go. So listen, thanks a million for coming on the podcast, and I wish you all the best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.